Hey everybody, welcome to Unlocking Truth with Pastor Dan McCluskey. Here's today's message.
Hello everyone, Daniel McCluskey here, and welcome back. Or if it's your first time, welcome. Today we're going to continue on the subject, God's goodness. This will be part two, and I'm really thrilled to be able to spend this time with y'all, and I really, really believe with all my heart that this subject is so important for your life, for our lives, to be able to walk in all that God has for us. And if we're looking at God as a mean, bad, ornery God, we might as well just quit, because it is not what His Word says about Him. So we need the truth. We need to unlock the truth about the goodness of God. And I'm sure that's what's going to happen. We're going to be set free, and our lives will never be the same again. All right. So experiencing the goodness of God, part one, I gave you five reasons why you can expect God's goodness in your life. Part two, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you five more reasons why we should expect God's goodness. Now, I want you to remember something. The ability to be strong and confident in our lives today is tied to our beliefs concerning God's goodness. All right, the Bible tells us in Romans 11:22, to consider the goodness of God. Now notice the word, consider. That word means to perceive clearly, to understand fully. Now see, God's wanting us to understand His Word. He's wanting us to fully understand His goodness. Like everything in the Bible, the Lord wants you to not only know the truth, but live it. You know, one of my favorite scriptures is John 14 in verse 23 and 24. But what Jesus says is, He's talking about the position of love. And He says, "These are those that love Me. They hear My word and they do them." In verse 24, He says, "A person who doesn't love Me, they're not going to do My word. They're not going to do what I say." Now, that word literally means to hold on to watch over, to not let go. It's an attitude of guarding something. Jesus wants us to know that His words, we have to do just that. He continues on, He says, "I don't make up what you hear Me say. What I say comes from the Father who sent Me." Oh, is that powerful? The Lord is saying, this is what is so cool. He's telling us, first and foremost, that love is the key in this relationship. He said, "He who loves Me, he who doesn't love Me." And then He's saying, this comes from the Father. Oh my gosh. I just love God's Word, because every time I get into it, every time I open this thing up, it just reveals so much more of what life is about. And for us to have a successful life, we have to understand that it's tied to love, but also it's tied to believing God's Word. Can we believe this Word? And I believe we can. All right, so experiencing the goodness of God, part two, number six, because God is good to all. God is good to all. Psalms 145, verses 8 and 9, it says this, "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works." God is good to all, not just some. God is good to all. Listen, God's no respecter of persons. God's goodness is not just for the preacher. God's goodness is not for the super spiritual. God's goodness is not for those that read their Bible every day. God's goodness is not just for those that pray all the time. No, 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 no. He said, God's goodness is to all. Listen, my friend, God is speaking to you right now. I know this is difficult. We hear a lot of things from God's Word that when we hear them, it just doesn't sift through our thoughts about who we are. and what we believe we deserve and things like that. I mean, we can be so hard on ourselves. But God's word is trying to bring us revelation, an understanding that we need to get beyond how we view ourselves. Because really, it comes down to this. Until you can start thinking differently, you're going to stay the same. And the only way we're going to think differently is we've got to get a different viewpoint. And that viewpoint is tied to truth. And listen, no one knows you better than God does. No one. And if God is telling us that he loves us and he wants to be good to us, in us and through us, then we need to receive it. You know why? Because we love Jesus. And I know sometimes it can be hard, but listen, I'm going to receive it. I'm going to walk in faith. I'm going to believe it. Even if I don't feel it, I'm going to believe God's word is bigger than how I think about myself. I think that's just wonderful. All right. Now, in John 3:16, I mean, this is probably one of the most famous scriptures of all. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus says, if anyone thirsts, let him come unto me. That's John 7:37. Okay, so the Bible's saying, listen, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Listen, God may never call my name out, but I am a whoever. I'm an anyone. I fit in that category, and God is good to all. Oh, man, this is awesome. Okay, number 7, because God will be no man's debtor. So he's not going to owe no debt to anyone. Proverbs 13:21 says this, evil pursues sinners, but to the righteous, good shall be repaid. To the righteous, those that have received Jesus, those that are walking as followers of Christ, their good shall be repaid. The indication is that those who are righteous have done good, and the good they have done will be repaid to them. God's going to make sure that this is going to happen. Ephesians 6:8 says, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord. Ooh. Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Look at this. This is amazing. These actions are meaning that it is going to return back unto us. God is making it perfectly clear that he repays whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap. Whatever a person sows, they're going to reap. And that is something that is never going to stop. That's a seed time harvest law. And people need to understand that. As a believer in Jesus, you have to recognize that, listen, you're going to sow evil, you're going to sow negative things, you're going to sow bad. They'll come back to you. This isn't the will of God. This is your choice. And he's not going to stop you from your choice. Remember, choose this day whom you're going to serve. You make the choice. We're in control. And I know that's a tough pill to swallow, and we would love it if God could make us or change us or to do something that just, you know, wave a wand over us and we become better. But no, it don't work that way. We have to make a choice. And I'm going to choose to change. I'm going to choose to receive his goodness. And I'm going to be doing good because I want it coming right back to me. Listen, when you do good to others, God will make sure that goodness not only comes back to you, but it comes back increased as well. Oh, that is so awesome. Okay, number 8, because we have all been called to preach the good news. Romans 10:15 says, how shall they preach unless they are sent? And it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring good news of good things. We've been commissioned to preach the good news, not the bad news, not the legalistic news, not the news that you better change. No, we've been commissioned. We're called by God to tell people about good things, tell people about the goodness of God. Oh my goodness. Why? Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. We want to grow. We want to mature in these things. And the only way we're going to do it is if we meditate on it. We continue to let this thing just revolve around in our mind about God and his goodness. Listen, we're called to minister the good news because it's going to create faith and expectancy for those good things in the hearts of those who hear. Good things such as salvation, deliverance, being set free, healing, favor, forgiveness, redemption, prosperity. I mean, these are all in the terms of salvation. And the fact that our sins are washed away completely, oh, that is great news. And that's what the Lord wants us to know. That's what he wants us to understand. But again, it goes beyond your thoughts. He wants you to live this way. Listen, those are some of the good things that are included in the gospel. And we're commissioned. We're actually commanded to go and tell people about the good news of the good things. God has not sent us to preach something he will not do. The fact that he's commanded us to talk about all the goodness and all his love and mercy and grace, this is the highest evidence that he will do it, and the greatest reason why we should expect it. Oh, I just, this stuff really, really impacts me. And I've been doing this for a long time as far as a person that's set apart in ministry. I've been doing ministry for 35 years now. And this journey is beautiful. It's at its ups and downs, highs and lows, but not God's word, not his love, not his desire for my life. That stays the same. He's consistent in that. And that consistency is something that I trust in. It's what holds me together. And I believe if you can grab hold of these truths, if you can start allowing them to penetrate into your heart, for you to be able to receive God's goodness and his desire to do good, and for us to be able to share that goodness, this is when we're going to impact the world. Listen, religion, legalism, all this stuff that a lot of Christians walk in and believe, it is not from the Bible. And God wants us walking in these truths. And these truths that will set us free are going to help set other people free. Okay, number 9, because we know that all things work together for good for those who love God. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. In this verse, all things literally mean all things. It means the good and the bad. Listen, it does not say that all things come from God. It does not say that everything that happens is good. But what this verse does tell us is that all things work together for good to those who love God. All things work together for good. We all know that bad things happen to believers and non-believers. Those that have received Jesus, those that haven't received Jesus. Bad things happen. When bad things happen to those who have not accepted Jesus, they are what they are, bad things. I mean, that's just it, bad things. When bad things happen to those that have received Jesus, It doesn't end there. God can make those bad things work together for good. Work together for good. This is something that's very powerful, because what we're seeing is these two effects working. We have the problem and the issue, and then we have God working in the midst of that bad. You know, the Greek word work together is a word that we literally get the word synergy from. And what that means is that there's two things that are going to produce a combined effect greater than the sum of their separate effect. So when we are in a bad situation, you can think about the scripture and know that somehow good will come forth. Synergy. Listen, it's important that you remember that God is not behind anything evil. We must understand that when bad things happen, God can make all things work together for good, my friend. Listen, that's His word. And I know it's hard to see this and understand it sometimes, because a lot of us have bad and it continues bad. But did you know this first? Did you believe this first? Did you understand this first about God turning good when there's evil? Okay, now we do. You've been born of God. If you're born again, you've been born of God. All things in your life can work together for good. It's not our place to try to figure this thing out. How is it going to happen? How is He going to do it? All we have to do is believe that it will happen. Trust your Father. Trust Him and watch Him work a good thing in your life, okay? All right, number 10. Because our Father in heaven gives us good things to those who ask Him. The Father in heaven gives good things to those who ask Him. This scripture I'm going to read is amazing. It's one of these scriptures that, you know, when you finally get hold of this, it just brings so much knowledge and understanding that it can truly, truly set you free. It brings a picture of a natural into the spiritual realm, and that's powerful. But Matthew 7:11 says this: If then, being evil, you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask Him? Listen, God's saying even a good dad, a good papa, is wanting to give good things to their children. A good mom, a good mama, is wanting to give good things. I mean, we do. We want to do good for our kids. And then Jesus shows us our Father, and He's saying, come on. Our Father loves us way more than we as natural parents could ever love our kids. And I love my kids. But my God loves them far greater than I ever could. And here He is saying, your Father will give you good things when you ask Him. Matthew 7:7-10 says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. To him who knocks, it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if a son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? I mean, come on. We're not going to do that. You know, what's interesting is the word serpent literally means a poisonous snake. I want you to think about that. Jesus is talking to a group of people, and He asks, what person among you, which one among you, if you have a son and he asks for bread, are you going to give him a rock? Nobody's going to do that. I mean, that's plain evil. Who would make their kids eat rocks? Who would put a poisonous snake on the plate and say, here, have this instead? Jesus says, okay, listen, you understand that. Well, in comparison to God, your Father, you're not good at all compared to Him. And if you, being an earthly parent, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask? I can't tell you how many times I've heard Christians claim that God has done bad, evil things to them. Jesus said this, "Even you being natural and evil by comparison to God would never do anything like that to your kids. You know it's wrong. You know it's twisted to terrorize your kids and to do something that would harm your kids physically. Yet people say, well, the Lord's brought this disease on me. Well, God, you know, had me crash, or God, you know, had my dog get killed. Or, I mean, there's all kinds of evil and all kinds of ugly that we try to blame God. And listen, it's not because God's word shows that. It's because of religion. Listen, according to Jesus, Jesus said, how much more will our Father give us good things? Hey, we live in a fallen world, and we need to realize this. Not everything operates the way it's originally created to. We do have an adversary. We have an enemy out there, the devil, and he is walking around this earth, walking around seeking whom he can devour. Who can he get hold of? Whose life can he destroy? Jesus said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's John 10:10. I have come to give life and life more abundantly. You can't look at the life of Jesus and to see the actions that a lot of Christians believe that God is doing to them. You're not going to see it. And what did Jesus say? He said, I only do what the Father shows me to do. I only say what the Father tells me to say. My actions are of the Father. I mean, it's clear. God is a good God. He's a loving Father. And he is not doing the work of the devil. You don't mature by evil. You mature by receiving knowledge and operating in that knowledge. We know that in the natural, that is a spiritual truth. And to think that these other things of death and destruction, stealing and killing is going to help us, no, they're not. That's not how God works. Listen, my friend, hopefully by now, after these 10 points, you're convinced completely that your Heavenly Father loves you and he desires to do good to you all the time. Listen, don't think or speak anything but that. I understand life is hard. And many, many times it's not fair. But that doesn't give us the right to blame God for it. Let his word, let the truth of his word sink into your heart. Allow it to transform how we handle life's challenges from here on out. Listen, I really believe in you, and I know you can do this. Let's get hold of this truth. Let's walk in this information. Let's process it and continually to think about it. And let's have the expectation of experiencing the goodness of God. See you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Unlocking Truth with Pastor Dan McCluskey. To hear more encouraging messages just like this one, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for past episodes. If you love what you received, please consider rating it and sharing it with your friends and family. For more great content just like this, visit PastorDanMcCluskey.com.